The Black Rose by Thomas B. Costain. This book is read by David Case. Book One, Chapter One. Oxford. It was growing late, and still there was no sign of Engain. Could Ninian have been mistaken? A roke had settled in early that afternoon, and the rain dripped from the roofs of Oxford with a dismal insistence. Walter had placed himself under the entrance at St. Martin's, but the fear that he might miss her led him to venture out constantly around all the points of the quadrivium. He was wet to the skin. Church bells began to toll. Ordinarily they had a profound effect on him, particularly at the close of day in Oxford, for there was something in the atmosphere of the grey old town which lent an additional solemnity to the tolling, and fitted the sound to every mood. They could ring loud and resonant like a call to battle. They could be gay and exciting, giving a lift to the heart as well as the heels. They could be slow and sad, with a warning of the futility of this earthly life. But mostly they were as sweet and ravishing as the swish of a swift's wings, bringing a lump of happiness to the throat. But today Walter felt only impatience as he counted the strokes. 4 o'clock! Was Engain really riding up from London with her father, or had it been another of Ninian's stupid jokes? He began to suspect the latter, but he dared not give up his vigil. He had not seen Engain for nearly 2 years, and Ninian had been hinting that she was soon to wed. It would be 2 more years before he returned home from the university. If he did not catch a glimpse of her now, he might never see her again. A beggar with wet, bare legs, and a face blue from the damp and cold, came up the steps of the church. As a matter of habit, he began...